This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inshallah, is the last night of Taraweeh. So, on behalf of the Anatolia Islamic Center, I'd like to thank Sheikh Ahmed Touni, Habibahullah, Sheikh Muhammad Abdelaziz Qasim, Habibahullah, for leading Taraweeh and taking care of us spiritually in this month. So before we begin our talk, inshallah, we would like to give them a token of appreciation and award from the Anatolia Islamic Center. So I'd like to call upon Brother Toro Ikichi, the President of the Anatolia Islamic Center, to give them the award, inshallah. نبدأ بالشيخ أحمد. Alphabetical. Alphabetical. So this is a small token of appreciation, and this is and Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Aziz Qasim, Hafizahullah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them and their families and give them barakah, ameen. Sheikh Ahmed Touni joined us from Masjid al-Salam in Brampton, and Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Aziz Qasim from Kuliyat al-Quran fi Tanta from Al-Azhar, Egypt. He came all the way, so he's leaving tomorrow, inshallah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them barakah and bless them. Ameen, ameen. So tonight is the last talk about the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll continue our discussion about the name Al-Wadud, the All-Loving. And it's a blessed name from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spoke last night about the general wood that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for His creation, and the special wood, love, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدًّا. Those who believe and have faith and do good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless them with genuine love. Love from Him and love for everyone, for one another. And this is why the believers are one brotherhood. And they love for each other what they love for themselves. And they care about each other. And they feel the suffering of others. So subhanAllah, as I said before, I don't follow the news. But it has been brought to my attention that someone tried to attack the haram in Mecca today. Someone who calls himself Muslim try to, explode something and kill people in the haram, right? So wallahi, and I make an oath, and I know that I'm not breaking my oath or anything, if we give Abu Jahl or Abu Lahab a Kalashnikov or a grenade, a bomb, to go and attack the Kaaba and the haram, they will say no. People of Mecca, even before Islam, they had respect for the haram. And they say, before Islam, these kuffar, those mushrikun who used to make sajda to the idols, And they were kuffar, they hated Islam and everything, but they say, if I met someone who killed my father, someone who killed their father in the haram, doing tawaf before Islam, they wouldn't touch him. Not because of him, it's because of the place. They have respect, great respect for the haram. So now you hear about someone, so-called Muslim, who tries to attack the haram and kill people there. And also we hear all the times about explosions in Pakistan, killing school children in the school, in Afghanistan, killing women and children and people in Masajid, in Turkey, in Egypt, in Yemen, in Libya, in Syria, in Iraq, and so on and so forth. I don't know what is going on here. Like, how can people call themselves Muslim? Where is the genuine love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about? We need to care about one another. Doesn't matter if you are from this country or that country, we are one Muslim ummah. We care about the suffering of one another. And the Prophet ﷺ gave this beautiful metaphor in the hadith, and he says, the Muslims are like one ummah, one body. If you have a problem in your stomach, the whole body can't sleep at night, because the whole organs of the body, they feel the pain of that particular organ, because we feel each other. So for example, we hear about the suffering of the Uyghur in East Turkestan, right? They were occupied by China in 1949. So for so many years they have been occupied, and if you don't follow the news, they ban fasting Ramadan. You can't fast over there, and they force you to eat. You can't go to the masjid and pray like here. If you are a man and you grow your beard, you are going to jail. A woman wearing hijab, you go to jail, and so on and so forth. So they live under abuse and tyranny, and no one hardly hears about them or talks about them, and they are in the millions. Muslims are a tiny minority in China, but they are in the millions, because there is 1.6 billion Chinese when they have about 100 million Muslims and so on and so forth. It's a tiny number within the big Chinese population. Who is talking about Palestine anymore? Who is talking about Muslims in Central Africa? They're being butchered and burned alive, their masajid are destroyed. Who is talking about them? Who is talking about the Muslims in Burma? Same problem. And there are so many other examples. I'm just sharing with you a flavor of what is going on in the Ummah, and no one cares anymore. In the Muslim Ummah, we care about soccer games, we care about cricket, we care about basketball, we care about the fidget spinners, we care about ice cream, we care about the cutest goat. The cutest goat. They have this competition in some Muslim countries. All their brothers and sisters are being butchered in the hundreds of thousands, and all they can do is to hold the cute goat competition. Is this the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? This is crazy, man. I think if I go nuts, if I go crazy, you know what, right? And I think the safest thing for my brains and for my heart is to stop watching the news, because it is too much for me. This is not the Ummah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what can you do as an individual? You don't have the means to support them. At least don't forget them in your dua. When you make dua in salah, make sure you pray for them. You say, "Ya Allah, I'm a weak human being, I can't do much." But at least make dua for them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would protect them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them justice and to give them izzah to Islam and Muslims. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring Muslims back to the right path and to put mawadda and rahmah between them. The enemies are attacking from every side, and all we can do is boycott another Muslim country. Like, you don't know what is going on here. Like, the attacks are coming from everywhere, and all we can do is to boycott other Muslims. And this brings back, like, you see the seerah coming back. We are not marrying from them. We're not selling anything to them. They can't come to our country. We cannot go to them. They're not this and that. And subhanAllah, this is like what the people of Mecca did to the Muslims. Like, it's the same thing. Bismika Allahumma. It is, I don't know, subhanAllah. So Muslims, you need to smarten up, and they need to see the whole picture and come together, because together they are better. The enemy, they are taking them down one by one. And now they are siding with the enemies to attack other Muslim countries, and your turn is coming. Someone today, someone tomorrow. We need to work together for justice for everyone. We're not saying go out and kill people or anything. We're saying live with izzah and dignity, with human rights, with respect for everyone. Muslim, man, Muslim, it doesn't really matter. Live your life and let me live my life. Lakum dinukum waliya din. But I need to live with respect and dignity, just like everyone else. But when it comes to, you know, the reality of things, and you treat your dogs better than me, you know, this is not the right way of doing things. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give izzah to Islam and Muslims. And as I said before, I'll be 40 July 1st. It's Canada Day, Somalia Day, and it's also Imam Day. And I always say, I don't expect to live another 40 years. So it is just a rant from someone who is getting old. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give this ummah the best. Well, Allah, we have some of the finest human beings in the world in the Muslim ummah. They are charitable, they are friendly, hospitable, but this is not what you see in the news. So we need to do lots of public relations, lots of da'wah, opening our doors, reaching out to people so they can see the truth of Islam and Muslims. We'll see you next year, inshallah. We'll continue this series about the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you missed any halaqa during Taraweeh, you can always go to Anatolia Facebook page and watch all the series, about 28 of them, about the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one last thing, yes, the talk lasts for about 10 minutes every day, but it literally takes me hours to put these 10 minutes together and find a suitable story or two so I can share them with you. The whole point was not to entertain you, But to get to you to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to get close to Him and love Him. The more you know Him, the more you love Him. Jazakallah, barakallah feek. And the last question for this year was about the Quran. It was revealed on Laylatul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. How come that we know from the seerah the Quran was revealed in 23 years? Was it only one night or 23 years? So the answer is the first revelation, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق, started on Laylatul Qadr. And then it continued for another 23 years. And some of the ulama say that the Quran came collectively from Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz to As-Sama' al-Dunya on that night, but it was given to the Prophet ﷺ over the next 23 years. And the winner of the last prize of this year is Brother Sulaiman Jidla. Brother Sulaiman Jidla.
Over there. He's not here. He's not here.
Do you know him?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you can give it to him, inshallah. Jazakallah. Do you have a photo ID? We trust you.
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah khairan, barakallah feekum, and continue our talk.